depression, depression, the motherfucking same thing. And the belly yada. And the belly yada. Yeah. And the belly yada.
The headlines. Lusaka mayor calls on women to contest in the 2026 general elections, and 200 megawatt solar power plant coming to Kafue. Lusaka mayor Chilando Chitangala has called on women to take up leadership and contest in the 2026 general elections in order to have a country where the women's voices are heard and shape national identity. Speaking during the national networking event for female civic leaders, Lusaka Mayor Chilando Chitangala says that women are architects of change who are responsible for building a future of inclusive governance that inspires young people. A 200 megawatt solar power plant, along with the transmission line connecting to ZESCO's Kafue West Switching Station, is set to be constructed in Kafue District of Lusaka Province at a cost of approximately 160 million kwacha. Axion Energy Green Limited will build the plant on 300 hectares at Kudu Holding Farm in Kabwesa Ward and will have about 300,000 panels. Axion Energy Green Regional Asset Manager Joel Mwale say the organization is currently conducting an environmental and social impact assessment, with the development expected to commence upon completion. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
China and Canada have announced a preliminary trade deal following landmark talks in Beijing. The Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, said the deal, which follows years of strained relations, would reduce tariffs in areas including electric vehicles and allow Canadians to enter China without a visa. Meanwhile, the United States and Taiwan have reached a trade agreement that reduces import taxes on goods from the island from 20 to 15%. In return, Taiwanese firms will invest $250 billion in the U.S. The former president of South Korea, Yoon Sung-yeol, has been convicted of a series of charges over his failed attempt to impose martial law just over a year ago. They include abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Mr. Yoon still faces other criminal trials, including on charges of leading an insurrection.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 89 ngwe. The Great British pound is trading at 26 kwacha 63 ngwe. The euro is trading at 23 kwacha 10 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 21 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Wayne Rooney says caretaker head coach Michael Carrick will steady the ship at Manchester United, but fans shouldn't be fooled by his calm persona. United confirmed that Carrick would take charge until the end of the season, succeeding Ruben Amorim on Tuesday. Rooney and Carrick were teammates at Old Trafford, playing together on 366 occasions and winning 5 Premier League titles together. Carrick made 464 appearances for United across a 12-year spell and had a 3-game stint as caretaker manager at the club in 2021, winning 2 games and drawing 1. The 44-year-old managed Middlesbrough between 2022 and 2025. Lusaka is cloudy with a thunderstorm in force. The maximum temperature, 26 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be cloudy with a thunderstorm expected later on in the evening, with the temperature dropping to as low as 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Lusaka mayor calls on women to contest in the 2026 general elections, and 200 megawatt solar power plant coming to Kafue. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in 6 different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian beverages. Lusaka's hits all day frequency. 96.5 Rock FM.
Just wanna stay.